слово.
We will go into the word.
Сегодня, amen. Сегодня мы поговорим, мы
we will continue
тему отсоединения демонического
мира.
Это будет следующий
crown.
Шаг.
This is, will be the next step in the series of these messages, and this message is called Spirit that dominates the soul. Just like you cannot be of the flesh, you cannot be a soul-like church. You know that a soul, it's a good thing. You know, soul and emotions, your will, emotions, your feelings and your will have no right to control your life. But unfortunately, a lot of people are moved, if not by flesh, but then by the soul,
controlled
by the emotions.
Beloved,
do you know that majority of divorces and disagreements are based upon wrong emotions, wrong reactions, certain things that should have been held back. And in your life, what happens? You have a downfall. And today I want to talk to you about this.
We always, a lot,
we talk about the spirit and the flesh, beloved.
Мы говорим о постоянной битве, но как узнать,
we constantly talk about the war, but how do we find out who conquers and who overpowers? Simply, the one that took control of your soul, your will, your emotions, and your feelings. We know that, but today I will lead you into the Word, and I will prove to you that your soul is that indicator of that, how you live, and who you are, and who
Хорошо?
You are.
Итак, дорогие, душа и есть поле сражения. И кто ее взял,
soul is a battlefield, and whoever took it
Я заметил,
is
что
the one who's victorious. I've noticed a soul
недооценена церковью и ее учителями.
Is underestimated by the church and the teachers. For some reason, it's somewhere out there in the back, even though it takes up a good chunk of our life, isn't it so? Do you know that?
Дорогие, когда Бог повел меня в эту сферу,
when
Он научил
God took me
меня,
to this area,
поверьте,
he taught
я далеко
me,
еще
believe
в процессе.
Me, I'm still in the process. I'm not saying that I've achieved
Но,
something,
по крайней
but
мере, я понял что-то.
At least I understood
когда,
something.
Знаете, с чего начинается реформация?
You know what reformation starts from your understanding, when you understood something. And then a change is coming, change in your life, only because something has been sown into your spirit and you understand, and you're saying, this is it. And now you start to look
at
things
that
completely your reaction. You look from a different point of view. And I have a message, it's called reaction. If those of you that cannot handle yourselves and you're too emotional, you should just listen to that message. So, we live as children that cannot control our emotions. Our negative emotions destroy our call, our relationship, our families, and our lives. You know what I noticed by being here in the center? You know why the majority of people that left and spread some sort of, you know, gossip and things like that, though they just left. They only left because they could not, or they weren't able to control their will, their feelings, their emotions. It's not spiritual, yeah, it's not. But somewhere, your soul, your the way you accept things in certain moments, they did not fit into you.
Знаете, откуда большинство разваленных и неправильных браков начинается?
You know why there are a lot of marriages that fall apart? You know, and Russian word for it is, it's funny, it's called, I'm trying to translate it, it's going to be like halfway made. It's the same word for marriage, it's the same as halfway made. Can't you just change that word? Just stop using it. That's it. I've noticed that a lot of wrong marriages, and there are people here that have been in wrong marriages before, in wrong families. Everything that led you to that downfall and wrong marriages with wrong people, maybe that God didn't want you to be with, is because someone was not able to control their will, emotions, and feelings. And the further I go, the more I notice The soul answers for masses of things in our life.
I was shocked that
all our taste, all our understandings of the world, it is a quality of our soul. Will, emotions, feelings. If you look inside yourself, if you've been born from above, you'll understand that spirit does not control your area.
Очень часто контролирует плоть.
Often it's the
flesh,
and the better choice is somewhat better than the flesh is the soul. You understand?
Hello.
Today we'll talk about the soul. We know about the spirit. The spirit is big, but the small thing, soul. And you know what? Once you start touching it, you realize it. It realizes it's answering for 95% of your life. The devil doesn't want us to preach about the soul. Yes, preach about the spirit. Yes, you come. You're so spiritual, and then you have some sort of issue. And who's to blame? The soul. No, let's stop, take a look at this. Today, we'll talk about a soul. We live as children that cannot control our emotions. Our negative emotions destroy our destinies and our calls, our relationships, our families and our lives. You know that often people flip out and they get confused and they leave even around you because their soul was not able to handle the truth that you told them. The spirit says, this is mine, but the soul says, oh, he just upset you. Just now he said that you're committing adultery. No, your soul is like that traitor. It makes it seem like, you know, she pushes on the buttons of your feelings, especially with women. I love you, women. But women, this feeling is quite special. You know, with men, they have more of this laziness. Even if the feelings come out, he really doesn't care about talking back. He's just lazy. I know. I've been married for 16 years, and you know, we have a wonderful family, but sometimes when something happens... Your soul wants to say something, and you're saying, why? Not because you're controlling it, no, but because you don't care, and you're lazy. You don't want to argue, and you don't want to do any of that. So, why? Why does the devil... Why did he come up to a woman? Believe me, Adam sinned, okay? Right away, I tell you. Nobody's speaking against women here. No, no, no. Adam was the one in control. He sinned. But for why? Why is it that the devil came up to a woman, to a womanly side of humanity? Why? Because will, feelings, and emotions. Because when he started speaking, started listening. You know what? Sometimes...
серьезным таким с такого хорошего размера мужиком.
You know why there's a beautiful one sometimes next to this weird guy. You know, and sometimes you start talking and you have nothing against him. There's a true, real love, but you don't understand how is it that they could attach. How could those two come together? You see, she's standing and then he's standing and then what? And you understand that
he can
influence her feelings and emotions. He can woo her, give her flowers, open the door. When was that? When did that happen the last time? I'm remembering when I did that the last time. Lord! I'm sorry, Lord, forgive all us men. Oh, we're going to start confessing now.
And you understand that
he has attracted her, not with his muscles. Because there is... Muscles are there, somewhere there. But you can't see them. He wooed her by not touching her flesh, not spirit, but the soul. Everything that he did, he pushed the buttons of the soul. The devil knows our nature as a human being. Women have one thing, men have other things. Beloved, we all of us, we live under the influence of these things and we don't understand. We think that the war is between flesh and the spirit, but you don't understand that the soul is that key moment towards the victory. Hello, church. Why are we so quiet? Today we'll talk about the soul.
Ты такой недуховный.
You're so unspiritual.
Сегодня будем душевными.
Today will be soul. We will get to the bottom of this thing, amen? I want you to leave this place and understand that when you flip out, when some sort of situation comes, and here, this is your soul. I mean, your spirit and flesh are battling right now. Someone crashed into you. Or they just cursed you, and you're not even to blame. And now, the soul will be an answer in this game. Who's going to win? Soul is a battlefield. Beloved, try not to belittle the soul. And as you're listening to me, you feel what I say. Yes, your spirit receives a dose of information, but right now you're experiencing everything through your soul. Even this message with your feelings, with your emotions, you cannot kill the soul. You have to bring it into right condition. Some say, kill everything. And then woman's no, but nothing. Nothing. No makeup. There's nothing beautiful. You know what? Nothing for enjoyment that God has created. Destroy it. Destroy it. Be a spirit. And you see that the spirit is so ugly. I understand that we're all spirits that live in the body and have a soul. We all know this from the childhood. We've been, you know, taught this. I understand, but who will place everything in the right place? Who will help me to understand what is flesh, what is body, what is spirit, what is soul? Explain that to me, please. No one's not explaining it, then I will find it myself. I will get to the bottom of this. With the help of the Holy Spirit. We cannot control our emotions. Often, we don't want to control them. We like to just go off at someone. Oh yeah, here you go. Have it. You know? This law, when you, for instance, a neighbor's cow died, so what do I care? But I feel good about it, right? Explain that to me. What is that? Why? Why do we get happy when somebody's going through something? For instance, a neighbor bought a car, and a week later he gets into an accident, and you feel good all of a sudden. What? You don't even know his name. Why do you feel good right now? You're happy for his pain? That's one of the qualities of a soul. Soul is given to you to experience things, to feel, to enjoy. The soul is given. It came alive. God wanted, I'm explaining this, how your flesh, your body has nerve endings, right? And when I touch something, my body tells me, this is cold. When I touch other things, oh, this is soft. My body has a quality of sensing, and this is the soul for your spirit. The soul helps you figure out what sort of situation you're in right now. Do you need emotions? Yes, you do. You need feelings. You need emotions. Don't misunderstand me, but they should not control you. They should tell the spirit, give directions. Should we pray to step aside, or should we stay quiet and wait? Soul is not given to constantly and just let the flesh show everybody what's up. Have you noticed the situation? A normal person until you touch him. And then you see that he no longer comes into church, not because church is bad, but because he embarrassed himself. And he wants to come back, but it's embarrassing. Another negative quality of the soul. Embarrassment. Embarrassment is not supposed to hold you back. No, he's supposed to show you where you were wrong and fix it. Beloved, some people, the soul has taken over so much that embarrassment is a lifestyle now. Now, everything is embarrassing. It's embarrassing to pray, to raise your hands, to worship. It's embarrassing to come out and speak. And now your whole life is full of embarrassment. What is that?
It
says that flesh is achieving its goal. Flesh has no feelings. Everything that the flesh can do is influence you and destroy you through your own soul. Now today we'll go somewhere. The message is simple because, you know, I want to take a step back and finish what I started. Speak about those things that people don't speak about. They don't want to say it. Listen. We want, we try to have proper reactions, but everything finishes, is finished the same way, with negative emotions. We are enslaved by negative emotions again and again. We live as animals that are controlled by instinct of survival. You know, anger for anger and hate for hate. We cannot. Our reaction is exactly the same. How, you know, beloved, we'll go into the works of the flesh and works of the spirit and show you something very unique. Beloved, if you'd know, a soul is somewhat not really important, but the most unique thing. You know what? Flesh will never be able to attack you if you take care of your soul. Is this too much for Sunday? It's all good? On Sunday we have to start our main function. It's called the brain. And sometimes it's half asleep. We'll wake it up. We live as animals that are working by regular instincts. You know, hate for hate. You know, curses for curses. And we understand that something's wrong. I've noticed that argument has to happen only there's a reaction of both. As soon as one does not react, there is no argument. I mean, have you noticed, no matter what somebody does, if you're just calm and you're just quiet, you don't say because you know there's no point in arguing. Beloved, we are going into the spirit. Let's go back into a battlefield that's called our soul and just figure out what is happening here. I want to figure out. I want to find out why that someone can fast for 40 days, 40 days, and not be able to control his own emotions. Can't hold his anger and hate back. Why? And someone considers himself spiritual? No. Your ability to fast does not really say anything. There are people that go diet, they do the same thing, and they don't call it fast, they call it diet or cleansing. Beloved, what does that got to do with it? Oh, you say I have willpower. No, forget about that. Right now we're not talking about the willpower that somewhere it will actually betray you, but no, we're talking about total control of the spirit over all the elements of our life. The spirit not only has to control, how can it control the flesh by not letting the soul speak its peace? Notice, there are two enemies, and the soul, she's like a traitor. Whoever pulls the soul towards itself, the spirit pulls it, and the soul says, yes, flesh, leave. And you see the soul, your emotions and your feelings are all pumped up. Amen. And you see that you see then something happens and you see the souls on the other side. Oh, what? Fasting, praying? I spit on all of that. And you see that the soul is already on the fleshy side. And I'm not understanding what happened. Yesterday everything was so good. We were worshiping. You know, when you worship, your soul is involved, your feelings, your emotions. You're experiencing things. Oh, it's very unique. Wise Solomon wrote something in Proverbs
16:32.
He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty. Listen, stop. Just think about it. He who is slow to anger, what is that?
What?
He's better?
God
knows. You know what it means, slow to anger, is ability to control your feelings. It's not letting your emotions come out. You are slow to anger. You know what? It's one of the qualities of God. I guess he has emotions as well. Amen? But he is slow to anger. Slow to anger is better than the mighty. Why? Mighty, they're cool, right? No, the one who are slow to anger are better. You are trying to get victories. No, victories are inside of you.
As soon
as you have all your qualities in order, you'll be shocked at what God can do through you. You will see how far they go, those that have learned to overpower with their spirit over their soul. And the flesh is somewhere out there in the back, automatically. And he who rules his own spirit, then he who takes a city. Beloved, these are not just words that are pulled out. Solomon knows what he's saying here. A man, he has been given wisdom that was so deep. These words are not empty words. And look, and the one who rules over himself, what does it say? It speaks here of a quality of a spirit, spirit that controls your very being. Beloved, and look, then it's better than the one who takes a city. Then you know that in that time when this Solomon was writing this, there was no one better than the one who takes over the city. Who can be better than that?
Champion.
He took over a city. That's it. His name is, you know, registered in history. And Solomon says, who's better? The one that can control himself. The one that controls himself? Beloved, let's go back towards back and into the fruit of the Spirit, to the gospel. Let's go back where it's not your book reading and your achievement in fasting and in heaven and your supernatural things that you do try to achieve God, but the ability to control yourself. Ability to shut your mouth when you really, really want to open it. And believe me, I have that training every day. Believe me, church. Believe me. I have right to preach this because I am learning. And sometimes I really want to just say something. Just say something into the camera. And then Solomon whispers, you're going to be better than the one that takes over the city if you stay quiet. So my non-reaction means it's the best reaction, yes. Your non-reaction is the most unique quality in your life. By not reacting. Not reacting to, you know, praise that goes towards you. And also towards hate. You understand who you are, and you understand that your soul, and soul sometimes wants to say its peace, comes up to the Spirit and says, Spirit, let me just tell everybody. And it's up to the Spirit. Will he let it go? The soul wants to say something really bad. It has been upset. It's the one, feelings, emotions, and will. Who has been upset? The spirit is fine. And the flesh is like, come on, come on, come on. You know what? It's working against you. It's sitting there and says, come on, come on, come on. Let's do this. Let's argue. You know what? Inside of you, you have your own worst enemy. Listen to the previous messages and you'll understand what I'm saying. And soul always wants to say something. It knows everything. She says, I know everything. I know the flesh. I know the spirit. But I was upset. They upset me. Me. They went against me. This is where demons live, where there is unforgiveness. You know that the biggest demons and the horrible things that we work on at the encounter, you know, deliverance, is where it has to do with the soul of a human being. You know what a demon is inside a human soul? Because, you know, the team, you all know the work in deliverance. You know how hard is it to cast out a devil that lives inside the soul because he's connected. And for this disease to leave you, your spirit has to deal with the emotions that have, you know, there's unforgiveness, betrayal, you know, somebody stabbed you. You know, and this demon, he connects himself to the soul, and then the soul becomes part of the flesh, and flesh now does whatever it wants. You know, remember that possessed man that Jesus, when he came and he came out of a tomb, and you know, he was totally possessed because his emotions were even taken over, his soul. And that's not what we're talking about here, but the one that controls himself is better than the one who takes the city, yes. Every one of us, we have an opportunity every day to check it. Every day, into your life, into you, inside of you as a human being, information comes inside of you on what you're going to do with that information, what happens to it. There are people that hate us. They don't even know each other. Tell me, where does this hate come from? If I never cut your tires, never stole your car, or I never, you know, stole money from you, and I don't even know your face, how is it that there's hate? This crazy hate. Oh, we know whose work that is. We know that this is a soul. The soul of that man or woman, for instance, is under the control of the devil. The devil uses fleshy people. Who do we call flesh-like? A flesh-like person is the one that flesh is connected to his soul. And the soul does only what the flesh says. And flesh says, listen, it's that nasty, nasty thing that is connected to hell itself. And so guess why? Why hate is so horrible? Because it's all like a chain link reaction. The devil dictates to the flesh. The soul that's connected to the flesh does all the orderings of the flesh. Remember what Jesus said? You are the children of who? Why? Because God could see this connection right now. He saw who it was leading to. The devil, flesh. There is a connection. Flesh connects to you through the soul, and your spirit is destroyed. This is what flesh person, you know, Paul wrote about it. I'm just speaking a little bit about it, but Paul wrote about it. The key to success, church, is not to learn to control your emotions. You will never learn to control them fully. Have you seen those that learn to control themselves? I will not say it. You will say it. Maybe it will take 2 days, but you will. Not learning how to control your emotions, but let your spirit, full authority, always shut your flesh down during a positive or a negative, because your flesh is able to cause you more harm when everything is good and everybody's praising you than when they're hating you. Listen to me very carefully. The statistics of God's general says that majority of them fell when they had glory before them, money, popularity, and authority. A lot of them had a downfall, not because of sin, but because they had everything. All the doors were open and everything was allowed. So, I need to block my negative things only. Not only that, but also the positive, because they have more potential to destroy you. Notice, when they attack you, you don't want to sit next to that person, but when they praise you and they say, come over, we'll talk. You know, yeah, you're a soul person. You cannot say, oh, no. No, snake.
You know?
No, you're not going to say, get behind me, Serge or Tatiana or Andre. But have this in mind. Tell me, Peter, did Peter mean something bad for Jesus? No. Why was it he was called Satan? Stop. Do you understand this message now? I want you to pay attention. Because Peter, at that moment, he was soul-like. And the Lord says, soul equals what? Demonic. Why? Because. So, simple church. Are you connecting? You see the link? Don't you even dare underestimate the soul. This is my message. If you just compress it all, don't you dare underestimate the soul. A soul is that traitor that sits there, and if you will not pay attention to it, it will destroy you. And you will sit there bitter, upset, in depression, hating everybody. Guess whose work that is? It's the work of the flesh, and it ends on your soul. And the dying spirit, barely surviving, and sending you some sort of impulse, just says, forgive, just let it go. You don't want to. You have to pay back. Hallelujah.
Ключ к успеху не научиться.
Key to success is not to learn, not to train.
На класси йоги.
Not to sign up to classes of yoga.
Не занимать позу лотоса в
расслабленности. Let's not take up the pose of lotus in your relaxed
Потому что ты
state.
Все равно из позы
Because
лотоса
always,
выйдешь.
From the
и
pose
музыка
of...
спокойная закончится. И ты кому-то дашь. По полной программе.
Because sometime that pose
Тебе
will end,
нужно...
the pose of lotus, and
Нет,
you will...
Говорят, а вот как с этой эмоцией? Вы знаете,
and
что
you will
я
just
учу
go off at someone.
Я еще, поверьте, дорогие, я
you
еще
know what I learned to do? I know I'm still in the process. I'm still learning. But I understood this thing.
Я потихонечку все замедлил.
I slowed down, and I looked at it, and I said, oh, look at you, devil. That's how you are trying to get to me, through my flesh, through my soul. And then the spirit is destroyed. It's step by step. It cannot be other way. Only the battlefield of the soul, this is where you have your victories or your losses. Have you ever noticed that practically all the arguments start with the fact that someone could not control their emotions? All misunderstandings, all arguments, all, you know, disagreements, anger, murder, everything. Because someone did not want to control his or her emotions. Have you ever seen people in their life that were discouraged, irritated, and hated certain individuals, constantly in depression? These are soul-like people that have been stuck in their emotions, then they cannot control themselves. If you're sitting right now and you're discouraged, I tell you right away,
смысла нет в разочаровании вообще.
There's no reason to be discouraged.
Потому что,
really.
Знаете, почему мне нравится быть духовным?
You know why I like to be spiritual?
Потому что у духа
Because
всегда одна погода.
Spirit always has one weather.
Если, знаешь, почему мне жалко душевных людей?
You know why I feel sorry for the soul people? And believe me, we have plenty of them here. And all over the world. Hello to all the soul-like people. Soul. We understand that these things, spirit, if it not controls the soul, then the soul for 100% is under control of another substance. Listen to me very carefully. The soul, you have to understand, cannot move by itself. It moves. It is moved by someone. It's the same thing as taking the glove off and putting it down. A glove by itself cannot just move. It is controlled by someone. And remember, there are only two substances that control your soul. So it is your will, your feelings, and your emotions. It says that if the spirit is inside, then your soul will be the most powerful tool to achieve the kingdom of heaven for this world, because the soul, I mean spirit without a soul cannot work. That's why we're created this way. In this world, we have to have feelings that are connected with heaven, discernment between good and evil. This is what the soul is for. So you can discern between good and evil to find out who is my enemy. Feelings are what? By practicing. That's how you train your feelings, by practicing. That means that the spirit is, and your soul are together. That's where you discern between good and evil. Galatians 5:19. Galatians 5:19. Wonderful, wonderful scripture. You know, it speaks about the fruit of the Spirit here. We all understand, and the works of the flesh. We all know this from childhood. And Brother Peter, that was the fifth preacher during the Sunday service, finished with the scripture. But I want to talk about this from the other side, and for you to look at certain things, you'll understand. Galatians 5:19. Now the doings, practices of the flesh are clear, obvious. Listen to me very carefully. Listen like as if you've never heard it before. They are immorality. Tell me, immorality, are they possible without the workings of the soul? Listen, I will take this scripture apart. Impurity, can that happen without the soul? Indecency, is that possible? Idolatry? Sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, ill temper, selfishness, divisions, dissensions, party spirit, factions, sex with peculiar opinions, heresies, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and the like. Tell me, if these are the works of the flesh, then why is it that the soul does it? does them. Come on. Let it download. Let it download inside of you. And you were thinking, the works of flesh, leave flesh. Leave, leave. What? If these are the works of the flesh, then why is it that every one of them are done by your soul? Explain that to me. You know the scripture from the Bible, but again, I want you to see this from another side. I'm not just, we know the works of the flesh from kindergarten. No. Explain to me, why is it that every one of these, it's impossible to accomplish without the soul? So, what is important in your life? What is right now in your life at the moment? What is important? Complete obedience of the soul to the spirit. Oh, we all know this, but when will we start doing it? Listen. I warn you beforehand, just as I did previously, that those who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Why? Because your soul is totally perverted by the flesh. In all these elements, flesh. The soul is involved. So, to destroy the works of the flesh, you have to prevent it from influencing your soul. Beloved, every one of us, we have life. You know, I like this life. I like it that every day you have to crucify your flesh with all of its desires. How do I crucify it? I take the battlefield, which is the soul. I take it away. Flesh cannot attack me. Religion constantly says, crucify your flesh. And I would ask, how? How? Should I have spiritual nails? What should I do to crucify this flesh? Just crucify it. Why? Because he can't say anything because he's exactly the same way. He does not understand. Crucify. Is it working for you? Haha, no. Crucify is to leave, make sure there's an influence towards the soul. That's how it is. Why? No one could not tell me this. Why is it? It is so simple. Why? Please help me, Holy Spirit, because with our teachers, I'll understand less. Crucify means complete, total. You're taking the rights away from the flesh, so he has no control over the soul because all of his desires cannot be fulfilled now. That's why you crucify. The flesh wants to be angry. You take the soul away and says, okay, go ahead, get angry. Hello. Go ahead and get angry. Oh, give me the soul. Oh, no. I won't give you the soul. I'm showing you this scenario so you'll understand in your mind that if your soul is together, united with the spirit, then the flesh that's hanging on the cross, it cannot do anything. Everything, all of her desire are crucified with Christ. Why? Because now it cannot do those things. Because the only way for the flesh to do anything is through the soul. Oh, a message is simple, but so needed. When I was sitting this, and the Lord was explaining this, and I said, Daddy, thank you, because everything is so easy. Every day, just get up and say, I command my feelings, my emotions, and my will into obedience to the Spirit. My soul into obedience to my spirit. My decision is not going to be easily made. I will pause and I will give you a call back, flesh. Hello? Leave a message. Tell me what you want, flesh. You know why flesh is victorious? Because we don't even have time to think. Something happened, that's it. You've screwed up in there, and then what? I always say, flesh, it likes to call all the time. All the time. It likes to call me, you. You know, with some people, flesh lives together in the house or it's calling someone, but it's contacting all of us. How? We've talked that the devil, he's translated the one who throws ideas. Flesh will always throw ideas at you. When you will put it all on pause. You know what? To give your soul into obedience to your spirit means to never, ever, ever pick up the phone.
Никогда хороший тебе месседж оставляют?
Not when they give you good report and good message.
Потому что этот месседж.
Because that message.
И даже какой бы хороший месседж.
No matter how wonderful it is.
В процессе тебя кинут.
In the process, it will hurt you.
Алло.
Hello.
Понятно?
You understanding it now? It's okay. Hallelujah.
Так для чего же тогда нам даны эмоции?
So why is it that we have emotions?
Если я не могу это, не могу здесь, не могу.
If I can do it here, can't do it there.
Дорогие мои.
Beloved, remember one thing,
emotions
are supposed to help you to deal with the situation that is around you. Also, emotions are given so we can enjoy for enjoyment, but they cannot control your life. Just like we've talked about positive, just so it is with negative. Soul has no right to control your life. Never, ever. After the downfall of man, after they've sinned, and now the battlefield is your soul. Before, that was, there was a harmony between the spirit and the soul. There was harmony. It was enjoyment. It was communion with the Father. And after the fall of man, now next something appeared next to the soul. It's not a body. It's this demonic flesh. And in the process of downfall, and now there is no harmony between soul and spirit. Now there is flesh that is trying to take over the soul. You know, why did God give us an opportunity? He has rebirthed our spirit because without that, you have no opportunity to come to God. Because if in your life there is no spirit that has been reborn, no matter what good you do, those are the works of the flesh as well. Again, am I going too deep here? Are you guys okay? Again, I tell you, being born from above does not destroy flesh. Being born from above, what happens is your spirit has been born from above, has been placed inside your life, and now it has an opportunity to attract the soul, and you will be saved. You understand it now? Without being born from above, no matter how wonderful you are, some people say, oh, how wonderful that person is. You know, he could be three times as good. But if there is no spirit that has been reborn, there is no chance of salvation because the soul will always be with the flesh and will go where the flesh will go. You understand it? Math is easy. Let's move on. When you will learn to control your emotions with your spirit, then you will be able to achieve a lot. Oh, I'll say something right now. You'll be able to move where others are stopping. Listen, you'll achieve that what others will not be able to achieve ever. Listen, you know what God taught me? He says, if these things will not flip you out, that flipped out previous people that were on this place, you will go further. Beloved, I've noticed one thing. It's very unique and serious. My unreaction takes me so far in the Spirit and in God where others cannot achieve. Why? Because this stage is controlled in their life by their soul and flesh. But here, the soul has to be in harmony and obedience to the Spirit. Otherwise, you cannot move forward. You understand me? Today it's more of a teaching than a message. We're learning.
Amen.
I like these sessions because by leaving this place you start to understand something. By sitting in the car, you understand what you need to control. You need to shut the mouth of your flesh and say no. Again, when you will be able to control your emotions with the Spirit, then you'll be able to achieve a lot. You'll be able to move and to those places where others stopped because they cannot step over this barrier of emotions. It is too painful. But if this is painful to turn it off and tell to the Spirit, it's not painful. Hello.
Знаете, почему все должно быть?
You know why everything has to be obedient to the Spirit? Again, I'll remind you, because Spirit, my Spirit, just like with the Spirit of God, there's always one weather. He is always victorious, and there could be no other way. And that is why I say, I'm going to live all of my life to the Spirit, act in the Spirit, and you will not do what? The works of what? The desires of the flesh. Not that you will resist. No, you're not even going to do them. You're not even going to notice them. It's going to pass you by because you do according to the Spirit. The Spirit, flesh, and then there's soul. Where are you in the middle? When you will disconnect from emotions like anger, hatred, you will stop talking about those that hate you or cause you pain. But God Himself will stop those that go against you by, because this is a battle in the Spirit. Hello. If right now, into my life, for instance, someone can come to my house and steal something from me, this battle is not a battle of Spirit. No, it's a fleshy war. You know what? I call the police and they take fingerprints. No, I'm not talking about that. I say when someone's attacking you, they don't even know you. People that never even encountered you or met you before, and they have hate like that. You know what? You understand that we have no right to move in the flesh. If you will move, your ministry is over. You say this, Lord, I give everything to you because I had nothing to do with this. I am on the side of the Spirit. My emotions are disconnected to these things. It's not that I've disconnected my emotions and I'm a robot. No, I have no need for anything. I have no feelings. I'm so spiritual. No. I am able to, just control my emotions and appoint them in the right directions. Now emotions, now they're weapons against the devil and against his kingdom. Now my passion for the dying souls is where? In my soul. Now, these are emotions. You understand why emotions are so important. You cannot disconnect it. This passion for worshiping God is where? It's inside your soul. And if the soul is corrupted, there is no worship. You understand how important the soul is? Today, I want to just nail this on the head so you'll understand that the soul is very important. It's an important element after the Spirit in your life. It's very important. And the Spirit, just like flesh, cannot do anything by not connecting the soul. Same thing with the Spirit. So, Galatians 5:22, same chapter, a little bit lower. Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, gladness, peace. Is the soul involved? Yes, for 100%. Love without the soul? It's not possible. Love is a quality of your soul. It's just the will, emotions, your feelings. Joy, gladness, peace, patience, and even temper, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, meekness, humility, self-control, self-restraint. Where is that? It's all the fruit of the Spirit. So why is it that all of these are done through the soul? Somebody understands me? If we call these the fruit of the Spirit, why is it that when you do every one of them, 100%, for 100%, your soul is involved? So, beloved, same Galatians, same chapter 5, two different things, works of the flesh and works of the Spirit. So, this is why you cannot have bitter and sweet water coming out of one fountain, because soul cannot be serving two rulers at the same time. Does somebody understand me here? So it's that simple, but so unique. Soul cannot be taken over by two substances at the same time. No, right now it's either under the influence of the flesh or the Spirit. And it does only what the Spirit lets by thinking over and connecting with God. Just like a link is connected from the devil, devil, flesh, soul. It's the same process. Spirit of God. You hear me? Your spirit and the soul. This is the connection of two worlds. This is the battlefield. It is your soul. Does somebody understand this? I'm trying to explain this. I want you to understand where everything ends and everything starts for you. It's inside your soul. You understand why? You know what Satan said? Soul, soul, you just hide it under the rug. spirit, just train the spirit. And the spirit will not do anything without the soul. He'll be a spirit just hanging out there. A wonderful, wonderful spirit. But the soul is just horrible, does whatever it wants. But otherwise, you're pretty good. You're just not doing anything good in your life. You're good. You have potential.
Hello.
Hello. Again, fruit of the Holy Spirit is love, joy, gladness, peace, patience, even temper, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, humility, self-control. Against such things there is no law. There is no law. That's it. As soon as your soul is in obedience to your spirit, you are not in judgment. There is no law. And automatically you're victorious and you have to live like that. This is the answer. Who will be judged? The one that lives connected to the flesh, even the one that has been born from above. If you will not let God use your soul, listen, everything, remember, to the end of your life, everything is concentrated onto your soul. No matter how far you go towards God, everything starts from where your soul will be. You could go far with the devil and witchcraft. It all depends, you know, what decision your soul will make. Listen, I was thinking, soul is something so simple. Apparently, it is a center of my universe. Amen. It's a center of my universe and your universe here, earthly universe. And try, just don't you dare underestimate your soul. There is no law. And 24. And those who are belong to Christ, Jesus, the Messiah, have crucified the flesh, the godless human nature with its passions and appetites and desires. You hear me? Paul, he wrote it all down. I'm not giving you anything new here. I'm just speaking it with our language now. And you know what? I'm telling you those things that disciples knew. Listen. And those who belong to Christ Jesus, the Messiah. You know why you call Christ like? When your soul totally belongs to Him. That's when you're Christ-like. So being crucified with Christ means you leave your flesh behind and now it has no influence, and you leave any sort of contact between the flesh and the soul. And you say, no, from this moment, all the decisions are made by the Spirit and Spirit only. Believe me, right away, it's not going to work out for everybody, but at least you'll understand how it works. And those that belong to Christ, Jesus the Messiah, have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. And if we live by His Holy Spirit, let us also walk by His Spirit. That's it. That's the whole message. So, beloved, by finishing this up,
я закончу ее просто вопросом, на который ты ответишь себе дома, в машине или сейчас здесь на молитве в конце. Кто контролирует твою душу? Воздайте слава Богу, я закончу.
Give God glory.
Давайте мы встанем, семья.
Let's stand up.
Давайте мы встанем, дорогая семья.
О,
аллилуйя! Ты взял что-то для себя сегодня?
Did you receive anything for yourself?
О, поверь, это строит тебя, это делает тебя крепче, это делает тебя мудрее. Если об этом писал Соломон, Давид говорил: «Душа, что унываешь, душа моя? Надейся на Господа». Что Давид делал? Давид духом закрывал рот плоти и говорил: «Я не разрешаю тебе унывать. Уныние – это дела плоти». Что унываешь, душа? Тебе сейчас плохо? Заткни этому плохо рот. Я тебе даю гарантию, тебе сейчас хорошо. Просто ты должен перейти на сторону куда? Духа, которому всегда хорошо. Вот почему у меня настроение прекрасное. Всего у меня хватает. И ума тоже. И я счастлив. И мне абсолютно все равно, что демон в плоти делает. Как плоть на меня реагирует, атакует, ненавидит. Я дух, живущий в теле и имеющий под контролем духа, душу. Поднимите руки, прославьте Бога. Отец, я благодарю Тебя. Я благодарю Тебя, Иисус. Спасибо тебе за это прекрасное служение, за этот день. Я благодарю тебя, Господь! Вся слава тебе! Научи нас жить по духу, поступать по духу, двигаться в твоей славе!
Are there any guests?